average boy. He's average boy. He's average boy.
Look out, he's back. With shoes untied and his ears slicked back. Taking life on one day at a time. Average boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to episode 56 of the official Average Boy podcast. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm just glad to hear you say that because it means I'm at the right podcast.
Did you think you might be at the wrong podcast?
Well, that's been happening a lot lately.
Okay. But before we jump into that story, and I do want to hear it, you should really introduce yourself.
Jesse, we've met. In fact, we've known each other for years. Wow. And I thought I was bad at remembering things.
No. What I mean is you should introduce yourself because we continue to have a lot of new listeners to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Hello. I'm Bob Smiley, a.k.a. Average Boy, a.k.a. the Bouncing Bus Boy of Bemused Bewilderment.
Wow. Nice alliteration. I noticed you're still stuck on bees from the last podcast.
Jesse, don't be silly. You can't get stuck to bees. You get stuck to honey.
Well, and with that introduction, I'm now really excited to hear this story of yours about not remembering things.
Well, okay. School started and... You see, my dad is always telling me not to leave my bike behind his car. Like, he says it every day.
Well, that's good advice.
It is. And you know what? You'd think someone who says, don't leave your bike behind my car every single day, you would think that he would look behind his car every time before he backs out, you know? I just wish my dad would listen to himself more.
I think his point is for you to listen to him. But I can see where this is going.
I'm glad you can see it because my dad couldn't. He backed his car right over my bike the day before school started. It made a huge crashing noise in the garage. He jumped out of his car as I ran out to see what the noise was, and we both just stared at my bike under the car's back wheel. And before Dad could say anything, I quickly said, "Did you park in front of my bike again?"
Did he laugh?
It's too soon to tell.
Well, sometimes a lesson is learned the hard way, and I bet you won't do that again.
Oh, I learned my lesson all right. Mowing all those lawns will burn that lesson into my brain. You know it's super hot here in Texas.
It is hot in Texas, but what does that have to do with your bike?
I'm going to have to mow a lot of lawns to replace my bike, you know. But because I didn't have a bike anymore, I also had to ride the bus on the first day of school, which actually I really don't mind. I've been working on some new jokes, so I thought the bus ride would give me time to try out some of my new material. Do you remember the podcast we did about always being positive?
I do. That was a really funny podcast with a great message.
Well, staying positive was going to be a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. You know, the first morning of school, I almost missed the bus because I was busy eating my Skittles breakfast.
I'm going to skip over the bad breakfast choice and let you continue on with your story.
Oh, thanks, Jesse. When I heard the bus coming down the street, I looked at the clock on the stove and I knew something was wrong.
Oh, was the bus early?
No, the clock on the stove was broken. You know, maybe that's why my mom burns a lot of the stuff she cooks, you know? In fact, we actually have a saying in our house, where there's smoke, there's dinner. Mom has actually started using the smoke alarm as a timer. I remember last Easter, she was in the kitchen.
Wait. I think you're getting off track here, AB. What does this have to do with the bus?
Oh, yeah. So I checked my phone and the bus was 30 minutes early. So actually you were right, Jesse.
Well, maybe it wasn't your bus. Maybe it was the bus for bees.
Yeah, maybe. Wait, what? Why are you always talking about bees?
Well, they're just cool, and I want all of our listeners to know how bees go to school. They take the school buzz.
Can we just skip to episode 57?
No. We're going to finish this podcast first, and I'm done with the Jesse jokes.
Awesome!
For now.
Oh, no!
So continue your story.
Okay. All right. So I was nowhere near being ready for school when I heard the bus pass by my house. So I grabbed my shoes and backpack, and I took off running. Looking back, I probably should have put my shoes on first. I think I probably could have run a little faster. But anyway, I took off down the street chasing the bus. I also started texting my dad because I figured if the bus didn't stop, then maybe dad might be able to come get me.
Well, that's another reason that God gave us parents, to save the day.
That's normally true, but turns out I didn't need him to save the day. In fact, I shouldn't have been texting or looking at my phone at all, you know? If I hadn't been texting, I probably wouldn't have run into the back of the bus.
I think this is a good lesson to all of our listeners. Don't text and run, people.
I can vouch for that, Jesse. So, anyway, after I slammed into the back of the bus, I got up and I walked around to the doors and I received the second shock of the day. We had a completely new bus driver.
It wasn't Mrs. Plume? She's been your bus driver for the last 2 years.
That's sort of what I said to the new bus driver. He opened the doors and I said, "Hang on, you aren't Miss Plume." And then he said, "How'd you figure that out?" And I told him, "Miss Plume's beard isn't as long as yours."
Did he laugh?
I think it's too soon to tell.
Okay, so new school year, new bus driver. This year is starting out pretty exciting for you.
Oh, just wait. It gets more exciting. So I climbed on the bus and I received the third shock of the day. The bus was completely packed with new kids. Like, I didn't recognize anybody. Plus, the new kids, they were huge. I figured a school near a nuclear plant closed down and we got all these giant middle schoolers.
That is shocking, but, you know, your football coach was probably going to be really excited.
Yeah, not only is it hot in Texas, but we love football. Anyway, with so many new kids, I also figured it would give me lots of new opportunities to make new friends. And if I can make friends with these giant middle schoolers, then I would never have to get a ladder to change a light bulb ever again. So I walked down the bus aisle and I said, "Hey, I'm Bob, but everyone calls me Average Boy."
Average Boy!
And then I noticed a kid had a shirt with an eagle on it. So I turned to him and I was like, "Nice eagle sweatshirt."
Oh, that's great. You know, a good way to start talking to someone new is just to compliment them on something. You know, plus, an eagle is a bird of many skills.
They are?
Yeah, they're very talented. I get it. Eagles have talons. They're talented.
Okay. I think that joke just flew right over my head. By the way, if you see an eagle sitting on a church, do you know what that makes it?
A bird of prey.
You were more fun when you didn't have your Jesse joke folder.
Sorry, I stole your punchline. I just love all the jokes that our listeners send in, and that was one of them.
Well, it is a good one. Anyway, I complimented this ginormous kid on his Eagle sweatshirt, and he said something strange. He looked at me and he goes, "Thanks, gotta support the school."
Wait, I thought your school mascot was the Hornets.
It is the Hornets. I'd actually heard that they might change it, but I thought that was just a rumor. Anyway, I was already experiencing so much new stuff that a new school mascot didn't even faze me.
Oh, that's great. You know, God likes us to roll with whatever life throws at us, and you were having a lot thrown at you on that first day of school. However, I know you know this, but I'd like to remind the listeners that even when everything seems different, God never changes, and he will guide you every step of the way. It sounds like you're already doing a good job with that already. However, I still think you should have started with a better breakfast. But that's not today's topic. Wait, do we have a topic today? You just kind of started into your story.
Oh, I'm getting to it. Just wait. And you're right. God will guide us every single step of the way. And speaking of steps, I stepped off the bus that morning and I received another shock. Jesse, I was at the wrong school.
Oh, well, that explains a lot. You actually got on the wrong bus.
I did. I got on the wrong bus. I got on the high school bus by mistake, you know, and that's why it was early. That's why I'd had a new bus driver. And that's why it was filled with kids who looked like they grew up in a weight room with only protein shakes to drink.
So today's topic is about being more responsible. You know, I think we covered that in podcast 7 already, because you definitely shouldn't have left your bike behind your dad's car, and you should have eaten a better breakfast, and also checked which bus you were getting on.
No. Today's topic comes from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 31, which says, "Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained in a righteous life."
So, wait. So you got gray hair from your crazy morning and you see it as a crown of glory because you learned from it? I'm so confused.
Okay, let me help you out, Jesse. Today's topic is about honoring your grandparents, obviously.
Okay. I think you're confused. Or maybe you are actually at the wrong podcast today. I mean, you have a good point. We should honor our grandparents. You know, they have a lot of wisdom and can show us a lot of love. But what does your story have to do with grandparents?
Nothing. Yet. You didn't let me finish. So when I realized I was at the wrong school, I pulled out my phone to text my dad. I knew he was already really disappointed in me about the bike, and he definitely wouldn't like having to leave work to come pick me up. So I stood there for a moment just thinking what to do, and then I heard a horn blast. I looked over, and my grandpa was sitting in his truck just laughing. You remember how you said parents are there to save the day?
I do, because I just said it a few minutes ago.
Well, my grandpa saved that day. Turns out he was driving to the store when he passed me getting on the bus, and he realized it was the wrong bus because it said high school on the side, and he knew I wasn't in the talented and gifted program, so he turned around and followed the bus. I don't know what he was laughing so hard at, but I didn't even care because he was there for me. My grandparents have always been there for me.
And that reminds me of another proverb. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29 says, "The glory of young men is their strength, but the splendor of old men is their gray hair."
Wow, the Bible talks a lot about gray hair.
Well, that's because a big part of life is gaining wisdom. And by the time you get gray hair, you've lived a lot of life and you should have gained a lot of wisdom.
Well, if that's true, my grandpa must be losing his wisdom because his gray hair is falling out. In fact, he says if any more gray hairs fall out, he's going to look more like a thumb. I laugh forever at that. And you know, my grandparents are really funny, and I've learned a lot of life's lessons from them. So I wanted today's podcast to remind our listeners to honor their grandparents. You know, hopefully your grandparents already know you love them, but telling them every once in a while is a great way to make sure they know it.
That's very true. And today's story reminds me of a question we got from a listener.
Oh, yeah. Stockton asked, "Why do people make pizza?"
Bob, that's not the question I was referring to.
Oh, sorry. All this talk of breakfast made me think of pizza. And cold pizza is my second favorite breakfast, right behind Skittles.
Okay, well, we'll have to cover your breakfast choices in another podcast that I've already titled Bad Advice. But the listener question I was referring to came from Keely. Keely asked, "Do we have a guardian angel?" Yeah, and when I was listening to your story, Bob, I thought about how God gives us parents and grandparents, teachers and friends, and they all act like guardian angels around us.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah, that's why it's important to pick good friends and surround ourselves with good people. But the Bible also says that God commands his angels to guard you and watch over you.
Oh, and I love the verse in Hebrews chapter 13 where it says that we might have met angels without even knowing it. You know, while we're here on earth, we'll never know all the mysteries of the spiritual world. But we can be confident that God knows us and protects us. And sometimes that's through his angels.
Oh, and I love that Bible story in 2 Kings where Elisha prayed and his servant could suddenly see all the angels and chariots that were protecting them.
Ah, you know, that was amazing. And it's great when listeners send in jokes, too. And we got a good one from Troy who said, "What do you give a dog with a fever?"
Oh, I actually don't know this one. Okay, what do you give a dog with a fever?
Mustard. It's the best thing to put on a hot dog.
Okay, I relish the meatiness of that joke.
And with that, I think that's a great way to end today's official Average Boy podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. If you haven't heard our other podcasts, you can go back and listen to them all at averageboy.org.
At that website, you can find links to subscribe to Focus on the Family's Clubhouse magazine, where you can read one of my new Adventures of Average Boy stories every month, just like the one you heard today.
And you can also click on the link to the Focus store to buy Average Boy's devotional books, Devotions for Super Average Kids, Books 1 and 2. These books are filled with advice, biblical wisdom, and big laughs.
Speaking of big laughs, we'd love to hear more of your jokes, so we don't have to hear so many Jesse jokes. You can send us jokes or even ask us a question at averageboy.org by clicking on the Ask Average Boy link.
You can also call us and leave a message at 1-888-465-6595. Just make sure to get your parents' permission before you call, because we might use your comment or question on a future podcast.
So thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, telling you, don't be average.
Be super average. Now I'm actually hungry for hot dogs.
Me too.